Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. White Letters on a Black Field, a Netflix original documentary. K.A. Snyder Productions and Cuomo Cole Productions. In association with Artemis Rising and Transform Films. Text reads, Dunblane, Scotland, March 13, 1996. Archival footage of a woman running while pushing a stroller. A man runs down a road. Ambulances drive down a street toward policemen.
Good evening. It is a tragedy without precedent. A crazed gunman bursts into a primary school class in Dunblane and kills or wounds almost every child and the one teacher present.
A view of the school.
In just 3 minutes, 16 children are dead, 13 are wounded, and the man has killed himself. Tonight, the parents are having to formally identify the children they have lost.
Religious leaders in Dunblane have begun counseling all those in desperate need of their support.
Well, it's been horrendous. We are a sleepy little town, very united community, and just in a total state of shock and disbelief.
An elderly couple escorts a small girl. Then, text appears, 16 years later. President Obama puffs out his cheeks and frowns. Then, he moves toward a door. Now, at a White House press conference.
The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
Obama raises a finger and wipes at the corner of his eye. He blinks rapidly and stares downward. Now, cars drive on a long sweeping curve of highway.
There has been a shooting at a school in Newtown. This is the Sandy Hook Elementary School.
Gunman apparently walked into Sandy Hook Elementary School and opened fire.
26 people gunned down in a U.S. primary school in Connecticut, 20 of them young children.
Emergency vehicle lights flash at the end of a road. Now, a large crowd stands outside of a brick church with white columns. Text appears, St. Rose of Lima.
We stand together today in the great hope that in the midst of darkness, light will permeate into the darkest of souls.
A mustached man in a robe.
This Monsignor Robert Wise, pastor of St. Rose of Lima Parish here.
Subtitle, how many children did you lose in this parish? Do you know?
We know for sure 6, we think 7. So, we have quite a few from the
White text on a black background. Lessons from a school shooting. Notes from Dunblane. A sign at the end of a bridge reads, Newtown Town Line. A school bus drives down a street lined with snow and bare trees. A hand-painted sign reads, Pray for Newtown. Small American flags wave around the base of the sign. In a basement, Weiss pulls a portrait of Jesus out of a bag.
Crying Jesus. It's amazing, isn't it? Somebody, it takes the time.
He flips over the painting.
Really beautiful.
He pulls a collection of notes from a box.
This is from a parish that they had a Christmas tree. And these are the ornaments from the tree with a prayer that each of the families wrote and put on the tree.
He stares down at the notes.
This hurt is so real. Just unimaginable. Something like this could happen here. How do you live with that? I don't think people know how hard this is. I really don't. I don't know if that's really had, if it's had the impact, just to see so many people just so affected.
Weiss's eyes glisten and his lips quiver. A sign reads rectory. Weiss reads a printed email.
Dear Father, my name is Monsignor Basil O'Sullivan, an Irish priest living in Dunblane, Scotland, where we had a similar tragedy to yours some 16 years ago. 16 very young children were murdered at school together with their teacher, and some 12 other children were wounded.
Cows graze, text appears, Dunblane, Scotland.
Your tragedy brought a lot of memories back to us here in Dunblane. Our town remained depressed for at least a year before things began to get back to something like normal. Sadly, even today, we get unhappy repercussions of the event.
An elderly man stands in a graveyard.
I bury that little boy.
Text appears, Father Basil O'Sullivan.
John Petrie. And I buried them.
O'Sullivan looks around at the graves, then points.
That's Joe Adsam, Pamela's child.
A grave reads Abigail Joanne.
5 years, a very short spell, isn't it?
A teddy bear stands near a headstone.
It took the best part of a week to get through all the funerals.
A headstone reads, "So many hearts he filled with joy, our very precious little boy. But now our Kevin's gone away, amongst the angels he must play."
I write to inform you that in this church of the Holy Family, there were prayers and tears for you all at Mass this Sunday morning.
Now, Weiss stands at a grave.
Dear Monsignor O'Sullivan, thank you so much for your emails of support, prayers, and encouragement. It has been overwhelming in so many ways. The town is very different and very somber, so I'm not quite sure when and if we will all bounce back. God bless, and a special thanks to you, Monsignor Bob Weiss.
Now, back at St. Rose of Lima Church.
We had 8 funerals in this church, plus many of their wakes were held here as well. So, you know, we wore white vestments, we wore purple vestments, we wore pink vestments, you know, we wore bows, we wore whatever it took to let that funeral belong to that child and that family. These were not anonymous people. They're very much a part of this community, and the trust that they were willing to place in me as their pastor to, you know, for the honor. To bury their child, you know. It's an honor.
Now, a sign reads, Dunblane Cathedral.
My dear Monsignor Bob, many thanks for taking the trouble to answer my email. I realize how tired you can become, if nothing else, from all the publicity.
O'Sullivan writes at a table.
I am attaching my account of the events in Dunblane. We in Dunblane refer to it as the school incident. No doubt you will find much of the account in accord with your own experience. People will say to me, when did it happen? I said, well, it happened in 1996. It happened on Wednesday, 13th of March, 25 minutes to 10, if you want to know the answer.
In archival footage, a grey sky hangs over the cathedral in the town of Dunblane.
Typical Scottish March day, cold and rather austere.
An ambulance speeds down a road.
That particular day, I had a meeting with the bishop. The bishop said to me, you'd better get back straight away. There's been an incident in the school. So I drove back, not knowing what it was. Then, of course, I went into the school and found it was terribly traumatized.
Louisa Chiku, teacher.
My class came in and they sat down. And then other children started coming in, but they were running. I said to the secretary, what's going on? What's happening? There's a man with a gun and he's shooting children in the games hall.
She raises her eyebrows.
And I got to the doors and I remember wailing, I can't go in there. When it happens somewhere else, you just get this sinking feeling deep inside. Not again. Not again.
A small group gathers in front of St. Rose of Lima Church. Inside, Weiss moves down an aisle in his robe.
I will admit, it continues to overwhelm me. I find myself, I'm just exhausted physically, I'm exhausted spiritually, I'm exhausted emotionally.
He moves toward the front doors.
I contacted our families and I said, you know, I don't think I can be much help counseling you now. It's just still too raw.
He greets the group outside.
Good morning. I'm gonna try the candle, see if they'll stay lit. I'm realizing that some of the really deep questions that people keep asking, I don't have answers for.
Weiss shines a light on a book.
Kids, in particular, are questioning, you know, how can a good God let something like this happen? Why didn't he stop him from pulling the trigger? And why didn't he open his eyes and realize that these were 6- and 7-year-old children? You know, and so I certainly grapple with that.
And we've been caught up in a very gray winter, in nature and in the very depths of our being. And now the days grow longer, the darkness grows less.
Outside the church, Weiss performs Mass for a large crowd.
Dear Basil, these remain sad and challenging days. Lives have been so disrupted here. I think everyone in this town is growing tired, but we are aware that we need to keep moving forward.
Weiss passes out communion wafers.
My dear Monsignor Bob, I can well understand how weary you are. On one occasion after evening Mass, 3 or 4 months after the event, Pam, who you lost, a beautiful girl, stayed behind and cried as though her heart would break. I did not know where she got all her tears. There would be plenty of Pams in Newtown. over the next few months. And these things take it out of you. So go on holiday to a sunny place or whatever you fancy.
O'Sullivan sits alone in the cathedral with his arms crossed.
Starts over here with the darkness. And that's evil. And darkness for evil, green for resurrection, and then the goal for glory.
A set of stained glass windows.
Each dove represents the child, a slain child. So the snowdrop. Down there, the survivors, and they come up as snowdrops, the flowers, which is the only flower that blossoms here in March. And the campaign to limit guns became the snowdrop campaign. The parents formed a very enthusiastic movement to curtail gun ownership.
A man rolls boxes on a dolly.
They went down to London, they went out to the House of Parliament, and they did change. They did make laws, which it's more difficult to have guns than it was before that.
Footage of the House of Commons.
We will outlaw completely higher caliber handguns, such as those owned and used by Thomas Hamilton.
I noticed one big difference, that there was no survivors in Newtown. Our fellow didn't have assault guns, he had handguns. If he had had an assault gun, it would have been much worse.
A sign reads, Dunblane against guns.
Guns in themselves, as far as I'm concerned, should be only by the police and the soldiers. That's not the common view in the United States. But of course, it's not for me to make a comment about a great country like the United States, but I don't understand it.
Sunlight filters through branches as their leaves flutter in the breeze. Now, a police honor guard carries flags down a street lined with people. A color guard in matching outfits twirl flags as they march down the street. Weiss smiles and waves to the crowd as he walks.
I talk about just being frozen in time. I know it happened. I know it's real. But I can't imagine how it could happen.
We are Newtown! We are number one!
As much as everybody's really trying to move ahead, you see a difference now.
Onlookers smile.
Not so carefree. To me, there's always that edge there.
Weiss waves again. Now, a full moon hangs over the St. Rose of Lima Church. Weiss sits inside in front of a bank of votive candles.
I have not been sleeping well.
He sits with interlaced fingers and his eyes closed.
My mind never stops. It's really darkness. Standing at the door of that school and seeing that broken glass and knowing that this young man had just gone in there and hearing that crunching, you know, I hear that still. I can see it, and I can hear it.
Text appears. Father Bob commits himself for a month to a psychiatric facility for post-traumatic stress disorder. Sunlight filters through clouds and silhouettes across on the church roof.
Dear Bob, your experience is very similar to mine. As the weeks went by, to my surprise, I got worse and worse. I was crying all over the place.
O'Sullivan puts on a robe.
Looking back, I suppose it was some kind of a breakdown. But I did not realize that at the time.
The peace of the Lord be always with you. With
I was surprised at how badly affected I was, but I was.
John Wayne aims a rifle.
I used to be a fan of John Wayne and fighting the Indians. I can't stand them now. I can't stand the shootings that I see. So I changed my television drastically. John Wayne has gone out the window.
O'Sullivan stands on the altar and spreads his arms.
For about a year or 2 years, the very sight of a five-year-old would make me cry. I knew that I wasn't any use, because you can't have a priest going around the town crying. I mean, just couldn't. That's not what a priest is for.
He passes out communion wafers.
But you have to cope. Life goes on. Time is a great healer.
A line of elderly people approach him, receive a wafer, and move to the side. Snow falls on a residential street. A church tower rises above the houses. A wooden sign reads, Christmas trees, wreaths, poinsettias, Sandy Hook Firehouse. Weiss walks up the center aisle of St. Rose of Lima Church.
There will probably never be a true closure to this, because there's no way for a human mind to really wrap itself around this and understand it. There's just no way.
He takes off his coat and sets it aside.
You just realize how much you suppress in your life to go on. And this is one of those moments where, you know, wait a minute, I gotta stop all this and I gotta deal with this.
He moves toward a book on a tapestry-covered lectern.
What I've learned from this whole situation is presence is the answer. You've got to recognize the need that people have for each other, the need we have for each other.
He moves toward the altar.
You can't fix things.
You just can't. Just got to be there and try to help people fix them for themselves, you know.
He adjusts the position of votive candles on the altar.
Dear Bob, many thanks for the invitation to come to Sandy Hook for the first anniversary. I have been very touched by your invitation and would love to be of some help.
O'Sullivan rolls the suitcase.
I know everybody will be looking forward to the anniversary with a great deal of fear and anxiety. Give me a day or two to think about it.
He puts on a newsboy cap.
The trouble is that I am 81 and counting, and face the long trip across the Atlantic with some trepidation.
He rolls the suitcase down a walkway. Now, text appears over a snow-lined highway, Newtown, Connecticut.
I was going to bring him a bottle of scotch. I didn't know how U.S. Customs would react. I didn't want to be slammed into the jail like Al Capone or something.
O'Sullivan smiles in the back seat.
Well, I think it's going to be a tense occasion. Every anniversary is tense. I can tell them that now, but the first is obviously the worst.
A snowy wreath hangs on a house. Inside, Weiss stands at the bottom of a staircase. O'Sullivan descends toward him.
Do I hear a voice? A priestly voice? Bob, nice to see you.
Nice to see
I'm
you.
I'm Basil, in
Welcome
case you didn't
Newtown.
Know. Well, thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's wonderful to see you.
My privilege to be here,
oh,
Bob.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, we have many people who are anxious to meet you.
Oh, well,
I think you made you a celebrity here. I'm not sure.
I'm a very ordinary chap. I've no charisma of any kind. I am what I am. So. But I'm delighted to meet your people.
Weiss and O'Sullivan cross the street. Weiss carries priest's robes over his arm. They approach a building with a sign that reads Immaculate High School.
We're blessed to have with us today Father O'Sullivan, who is from Dunblane, Scotland. Dunblane also had a school shooting several years ago. And all these years later, that pain is still fresh and still real for them. The scars don't go away, but we've got to keep working toward the healing that we need.
Side by side, Weiss and O'Sullivan pass out communion wafers. Now, a sign reads, the Dana Holcomb House. O'Sullivan sits with a bald man.
We'll be saying for years to come, where do you live? I live in Connecticut. I said for years I lived near Sterling.
Yeah.
I never said Dunblane.
It's very interesting, Father, that you say that too, because when Jane and I travel, people, of course, would say, and where are you from? I go, I don't think you want to hear. Where I'm from.
O'Sullivan and a short-haired woman stand at the head of several long tables.
We have a very special guest. I'd like to introduce you all to Father O'Sullivan from Dunblane, Scotland. And thank you for coming.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been a privilege for me.
Yeah,
nice
see,
to
I
meet
think
you.
Father would like me because my name is Bonnie.
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 Bonnie Scotland. Oh, Bonnie, oh, yeah. I was going to say Bonnie and Clyde.
A man shows O'Sullivan a map.
There's Edinburgh.
There's Edinburgh. Dunblane.
There we go.
Right in the center of the whole thing.
A map of Scotland.
Thank How you, is yeah. your community?
Well, they have to cope. You have no choice. Yes. That's
A man spreads rock salt on the church sidewalk. Weiss approaches the door and it opens. Inside, Weiss puts on a white robe. In the corner, O'Sullivan brushes his wispy hair. Weiss sits in a chair and slips off his shoes. He steps into a pair of dress shoes. O'Sullivan hangs a sash over his neck.
Changes your you become more aware of the fragility of life. Poor parents, they left their children off at 5 to 9 at the school. And half an hour later, they were dead.
Weiss walks into the nave.
So you learn how frail and how precious life is. It's a very precious gift indeed.
Footage of O'Sullivan. Text appears. Scotland, 1996.
We give thanks today for the gift of Gwen and the children, for love and the laughter, the fun, giggles, and yes, the tears. God is love. And love,
although it looks weak, always overcomes hatred and evil. We pray that the tragedy of Newtown and Dunblane will never happen again anywhere, and that our children and little ones will feel safe and snug in their nurseries and schools.
A clapper hits the side of a large bell. Two children pull on the ropes of large, shiny bells. O'Sullivan grabs a rope and pulls.
Hello, Bob. I was overwhelmed by the warmth of the welcome I received from you and your parishioners. I will always remember it with humble gratitude. But every anniversary is difficult for those who were involved, even if the world forgets.
He stands at a lectern at Dunblane Cathedral.
I will be thinking and praying for you and the congregation, and we remember all of you here in the Church of the Holy Family, Dunblane, Scotland, in Domino, Basil O'Sullivan.
Now, text appears. Following the 1996 Dunblane massacre, the United Kingdom passed some of the toughest gun reform legislation in the world. Since the 2012 Sandy Hook massacre, while some states, including Connecticut, passed tougher gun laws, little has been done in the United States. There have been over 1,600 mass shootings since that time. Credits. Directed and produced by Kim A. Snyder. Produced by Maria Cuomo Cole. Editor, Penelope Falk. Director of Photography, Derek Weissahan. Supervising Composer and Main Theme by Phil Eisler. Executive Producer, Regina K. Scully. Executive Producers, Jim and Susan Swartz. Executive Producers, Nick Stewart, Carol Ann Dolan. Executive Producers, Jamie Wolf, Mara Sandler. Executive Producers, Kim Rizzolara, Gerilyn Dreyfus. With thanks for the generous support provided by Harvard Divinity School, the producers wish to thank the communities of Newtown and Dunblane, along with the following individuals for their trust and participation: Monsignor Robert Weiss, Monsignor Basil O'Sullivan, Dr. Bill Begg, Patricia Lodra, Dana Holcomb House, Newtown Interfaith Clergy Association, St. Rose of Lima Church, Jamie Olvera and all at the Eastwood Scoring Stage, Warner Brothers, California, Peter Rotter and crew, Christine Russell, Seth Kaplan, and all at Evolution Music Partners. Text appears. We remember and honor the 19 children who die each day from gun violence in the United States and stand with the survivors of these senseless tragedies. We honor the clergy, law enforcement, educators, and communities who valiantly strive to protect them. Join us as we stand in solidarity with victims of gun violence, the youth movement, and all working toward a safer America. Copyright 2018, Mile 22, LLC. All rights reserved. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.